Pacific Road, Phil Hendry.
It is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch on this show when we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they cannot. Later on tonight, Vernon Dozier, the high school educator, the teacher who was with us last evening, has asked for an opportunity to talk to the father of the young lady who took great exception to his opinions on George Zimmerman in the social studies class there at Belmar Academy. And he will do just that. We're going to have Brett Buford on, the father of Karen Buford, and the teacher and the parent will go at it. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We're online at philhendryshow.com. That is our live streaming video of our show, the video cast we call Phil TV. You can get a backstage pass and watch that. Thousands of hours of archive material is there as well. And speaking of things that, well, not speaking of, but introducing the topic of things that are free, we have a podcast coming up, a free podcast, a Phil Hendry podcast very soon. 877-876-PHIL. Coming up, forgive me, I don't have the exact date. But it nonetheless is a momentous day. It is the day that Osama bin Laden was neutralized, killed, if you will, terminated with extreme prejudice by members of the United States Navy, specifically Navy SEAL Team 6. This was the more I read about this, and I don't know if how much you guys have read, but the more you read about this operation, you got to sort of be impressed a little bit with Obama, because not that you wouldn't be impressed with him otherwise, but maybe even a little bit more, because here's the thing. He had Robert Gates against the idea, Joe Biden against the idea. People were weighing in for a surgical missile strike of some kind. People were weighing in for some kind of an action that would force the people out of the compound. Like, believe it or not, they were thinking of stink bombs, things like that, to force everybody out of the compound and take everyone prisoner and not kill anyone. And there were a myriad of plans that were presented to the president, and it was he. And he alone that said, no, we're not doing any surgical strike. We're not doing any stink bombs. We're not doing this. We will go with the Navy SEAL plan. So I think there's some people that may think, you know, Obama, you know, is always Mr. Liberal, ultra careful, anti-military kind of a guy. Not necessarily the case. Bobby Dooley is joining us here on the line from the Western States Homeowners Association. A member of Angels on Our Shoulders, which was a big group supporting the candidacy of President Obama. And joining us now as we look toward the first anniversary of this particular day when bin Laden was taken out. Bobby, you, as a supporter of President Obama's, obviously you're very happy. As an American, we can all look at this anniversary as a good thing.
Oh, I think so, Phil. There's no question that as a supporter of Barack Obama, I was hopeful that a new president, a Democratic president, a progressive president, would roll back the role of the military in U.S. foreign policy. I was hopeful that we would not have to put men in harm's way, or men or women in harm's way. Although, as a member of Angels on Our Shoulders, I think it's important to be clear. I think clarity is very important. And honesty, and so when I say that we're putting men in harm's way, we really are putting men in harm's way.
But we have women in the military.
We do, but I don't think it's honest. It's not in keeping with the policy of our group to say men and women in harm's way, because it really isn't. But that's beside the point. The point that I'm trying to make is it is a proud day, and there's nothing really the Republicans can do about it. They're angry. They're upset. They have been making statements about how President Obama should not be using the killing of bin Laden in any political way.
I think that they were saying, Republicans in the story that I've got here, and yeah, it's from Fox News.
Well, right there, it's you're going to have some bias.
But nonetheless, Republicans fired back Friday after President Obama's campaign released a web video touting the president you know, okaying the bin Laden raid and suggesting Mitt Romney would not have greenlit the historic mission if he were commander-in-chief. In a statement circulated Friday evening by the Republican National Committee, Senator John McCain said that it diminishes the memory of September the 11th and the killing of Osama bin Laden by turning it into a cheap political ad. Obama's Republican rival in the 2008 presidential campaign called it shameless and pathetic.
Well, I think that that is, I think that's going to be expected from John McCain, and I think it's going to be expected from the Republicans to take any, you know, just facing the reality of what was done. When it had to be done and someone had to do it, and they had to get in and they had to do the very tough work of going in and killing Osama bin Laden. It was President Obama that, as they say in the military, he's the one that pulled the trigger on this deal. And I think it's a little, it's not very becoming, I don't think, of the former Republican presidential candidate to start to, you know, sort of beat his fists on the wall and kick his feet and sort of wiggle around in the high chair crying.
Well, the high chair. I mean, do you think he's being childish?
Well, it sounds a little bit like, believe me, I'm a mother, and when I hear someone sort of scrunching their face up and crying and wah, you know, that is really what we're hearing from Republicans. And I think it makes them look bad. I think that, to be perfectly honest with you, I think it makes them look bad, and it also you sort of enjoy it a little bit, seeing just how petty they can get.
Bobby Dooley with us here from Angels on Our Shoulders, a group of people that supported very much the candidacy of President Obama in 2008 and do in 2011 or 2012. And, you know, all hail President Obama is your message as we lead up to the first anniversary of the death of bin Laden.
Well, I think he's the one that gets the credit. There's no way that you can't just acknowledge and accept that it was a Barack Obama, and I'm not going to apologize for that slip.
Well, people do it though, and it is kind of an embarrassing slip, you know.
Well, no, it isn't. I mean, I've heard too many people apologize. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. You know, I made a mistake. So, you know, people are going to have to live with it. I think that this was an operation planned by Barack Obama, and
it's not that difficult. The difference between the two names is not that. But Barack Obama is our president, Osama bin Laden.
I understand that, but I don't want to give people all this, you know, ammunition for going, oh, ha ha, you know, because what we have leading up to the anniversary of the killing of Osama bin Laden, there's a lot of hurt feelings, and a lot of your Republicans are going to get. They're going to get ugly and say things that maybe they don't mean. And we just want them to know that we're here, we're on guard for it, and you can't get away with it. President Obama is the one that pulled the trigger on this. He's the one, as you said, Phil, he's the one that greenlit the SEAL operation. And the other ones, you know, that they wanted to do.
Well, the other ideas that they had.
You said that they wanted to do a missile strike?
Yeah, the other ideas they had was a missile strike, and there were some other limited, more limited and more long-range or more technologic ideas they had for taking out this man. Joe Biden was against the operation, and Robert Gates, and both of them felt that it was going to fail. They thought, especially Gates, felt that it had a very high percentage. It was too high a percentage. I don't know what you call it. It had too much of a percentage of failure built into it, or something.
Well, not built into it.
Well, yeah, I know. I don't know how those guys say these things, but I'm drawing a blank.
It had a very high percentage of negatives, I think you could say.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Ms. Dooley. A high percentage of negatives. He thought, Gates thought, that they stood to lose people, meaning SEALs, and they stood to, there was a very good chance that bin Laden wouldn't be there, you know?
Well, this is why, you know, Barack Obama's president of the United States. This is why he's president. When you're president, and the vice president is worried, and the secretary of defense is worried, and this person's worried, and that person, and everybody's worried, and everyone's saying no, 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 no. When you're the president of the United States, you have to think more clearly and see more clearly than anyone else. And Barack Obama, I think, you know, I just think it's a really embarrassing, this is going to be a very embarrassing couple of weeks for the Republicans. Because Barack Obama showed a clarity of thought, a commitment to, you know, the neutralizations of the, you know, the enemy combatant, which in this case was Osama, you know, bin Laden. And so the neutralization is what I was looking for, is what they do when they kill.
Yeah, they. Well, there's a lot of fancy words. They killed him.
Yeah, they killed him, but it was not, you don't go, oh, I'm going to go kill him. You say, there's going to be a neutralization, or I got to, you know, I have to, what did you say about being prejudiced?
It's a line from Apocalypse Now, you know, terminate with extreme.
Yeah, terminate with extreme prejudice, exactly. And my husband, Steve, was telling me that, right, Steve?
Yeah, well, they'll terminate with extreme prejudice, but they do. And Republicans didn't do it. Republicans never did it.
Well, but that's what they did. And this is a call that a president makes. And this is why so many of us were proud of President Obama on that day and will be again on the first anniversary. And this is why the Republicans are sort of rocking their high chairs back and forth. And I'm sorry to use that term, Phil.
Well, I think it's a little bit, it's a baiting term, and it may not be applicable when you say rocking their high chairs back and forth. You know,
I'm telling you, I'm a mother, and I've seen it, and I think they're being a little bit childish with this.
All right, Bobby Dooley with us here as we talk about the first anniversary of the killing of Osama bin Laden, President Obama using the news and using his administration's decision to kill Obama in the way, or kill bin Laden the way that they did, being used for a campaign ad. And the Republicans have reacted very negatively. Bobby Dooley is with us saying that the Republicans, you know, they just have to suck on it. There's nothing they can do about it. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We'll take your phone calls for Bobby Dooley from Angels on Our Shoulders as we talk about the first anniversary of Osama bin Laden being killed by the U.S. Navy SEALs. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Bobby and Steve Dooley with me here. Ms. Dooley was the chairman of Angels on Our Shoulders, which is still a active group supporting President Obama in his reelection efforts as you guys were active during 2008. You wanted to mention this Marine Corps story?
Yes. There is a Marine that has been discharged from the Marine Corps for criticizing President Obama on Facebook. I think that is very... I think it's very unusual. The first year anniversary of President Obama making the courageous call to go in and take out Osama bin Laden. And now a Marine is on Facebook criticizing the president. I really have to ask myself, who's putting him up to that? Because I don't think a soldier, especially in the Marines, is going to make comments about the commander-in-chief in that kind of context, unless he's being paid or otherwise is being, lured into it. I just think it's the timing is really weird, and so it's just one more dirty trick, I think, on the part of the Republicans that isn't going to win.
Now, what about the idea of politicizing this at all? When they said that President Obama used this in a campaign pitch. He was politicizing it. And now you're on, and you're bashing the Republicans.
Well, they were bashing him, you know.
Yeah, but they were bashing him for using the event as a some kind of a political springboard. You know, what about that?
What's wrong with the president pointing out the very positive steps that he's taken? You know, this was a man, President Obama, that was criticized by people as being, he probably would be anti-military. I know that I was not, I wasn't really expecting him to be as, you know, pro-military as he is. So, and a lot of people said that, you know, his lack of experience there was going to be a disaster. And, you know, they said that he hadn't been on that that committee for Afghanistan. And there was a lot of things they said about him, and it all proved to be wrong. And meanwhile, the Republicans, you know, they didn't kill Osama bin Laden. Barack Obama did. So I just think that they've got to sit there and they have to accept it and not say anything. And I think they're coming out and saying the things they did say really, you know, was, I thought just, I can't help but use the comparison. They reminded me of a baby rocking his, you know, his high chair back and forth.
Yeah, they're just all screaming.
They're just all screaming and stuff. And I thought it was, I just didn't think it was anything that made them look good. And I, you know, if I was a Republican, I wouldn't know what to say either.
Well, I can tell you a lot of Republicans will say the following. They'll say that,
Well, are you going to say that, you know, that this was part of...
Let me finish, okay? They're going to say that the Republican administration of Bush...
Yeah, you're going to say that they're going to take credit for it.
Well, a lot of what went into planning this...
That, well, yeah, a lot of what went there, that was way back in 2008, okay?
Well, I'm sorry, sir?
That was back in 2008. They got it in 2011. That's 3 years into Obama, so a lot of that didn't do it.
A lot of the surveillance work that they were doing was during the Obama administration. So you really can't even give President Bush that much credit. You can give him this much credit. You could say that he was the guy that said, "Oh, we got to go get it. You know, we got to go get Bin Laden."
Well, that really isn't, you know, the whole story, because the work that was done on beginning to track this guy commenced with the Bush administration. There was a mention today in an article I read that there were four pillars, so to speak, that they built their bin Laden hunt on. And one of them had to do, I think, with family. Another had to do with money. Another had to do with the courier. And I believe that that was itself that CIA analyst that came up with these four pillars, whose name is not being released by the CIA. I think that was during Bush's administration.
But you don't know for sure.
Yeah, you know that. You know for sure whether or not that was a Bush or was Bin Laden.
I don't know for sure, but I mean, look, there was 4 years of this during the 7 years of this during the Bush administration, and 3 years of it during the Obama administration. Well, I just have to think that there'd be a higher not a higher percentage, but at least a significant contribution by the Bush era CIA. Not that there's any difference, you know.
What do you mean by that?
What do I mean by that? I mean, it's essentially the same workforce of the CIA. Although we do have a different director.
Yeah, right there. That's right there.
They have Leon, I forget his name, Leon Panetta.
But that's a different director, and it may mean differences in terms of, you know, I don't know, emphasis on this over that, or perhaps they're going to, you know, hire more people or maybe fire some people. I don't know, but it's the same people that are working in those cubicles over there at the CIA looking at this data.
What about the people in the safe house? That's what we want to know about, the safe house. And I don't know if you're familiar with these terms or not.
Yeah, I know what a safe house is. Yes, I am.
Okay, you know what a safe house is? When they neutralize.
When they neutralize what?
The safe house.
What do you mean they neutralize the safe house? They neutralize a guy?
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. From the safe house.
All right. Hold on for a minute, because we're getting into some strange, I don't know, 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show on who gets the credit for killing Osama bin Laden. Bobby and Steve Dooley are saying, Republicans, just shut up and suck on it, because this is Obama's party. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Will be right back.
I like how you put that. It's Obama's party.
Phil Hendry.
Keep doing that. Some kind of a parade should be had for President. President Obama is at least honored in some kind of military parade as the man who, you know, really had the guts. I think more than anything else. Can you turn that down, please? Yeah, turn it down a little bit. I think it's President Obama that had the guts to say, you know what? All of you little old ladies in here, and I know he didn't say that, but.
Well, who's the little old lady that you're talking about?
Well, I think that Gates and Biden both said, oh, you know, we're worried, we're nervous. And I think that at some point, and you saw President Obama, they also said to him, you shouldn't do that dinner, that state dinner, the night before. And he basically said to them, you know, all of you little old women, you go and tend to your knitting.
Yeah, but they had to man up.
And, I mean, he manned up. And next stop, there's a coffin being loaded onto an aircraft carrier. Thank you.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's get a call going here. We also have General Galen Shaw is going to be giving us a call momentarily. And we have Dave on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Dave. You're on with Bobby and Steve Dooley.
I can't believe this guest of yours, the way she's talking. It's as if that President Bush never looked for Osama. The military never looked for Osama, that the CIA never looked for him, but all of a sudden we have a president change, and President Obama's over there kicking up the sand and looking for him. No. Do you think that President Bush, if he had specific intel, wouldn't have gone on to get him? I know he would have. I flew missions over in Iraq during the first Gulf War. I worked in a command post, and I interfaced with people from Joint Chiefs of Staff. And that information is shared constantly, up and down, and we're always looking for high-value targets, and those targets were given out. If President Bush knew specifically where Osama was, I guarantee he would have gone after him. We didn't know specifically until President Obama was in office.
That's my point.
No, you're implying that President Bush never would have gone after him. He would have.
Well, what I'm saying is that Obama. Well, I think that President Obama is the one,
Let's get some boots on the ground. The military and the CIA did all the work for
boots
him.
Boots on the ground.
He's the one that said we're going to use the SEALs. And we're not going to.
Of course. Who else are you going to use?
We're not going to blow it up.
Who else are you going to use? And President Bush would have done the same thing had he known it.
He was being told by the others to use to blow it up. And he said, "Let's use the snails." And that's what they did.
But we're not arguing that you're giving President Obama all the credit for getting him. The only reason he got him is because the military and the CIA found him finally. Mm-hmm. But that process was going on for years before President Obama became president. You can't give him sole credit for finding him and killing him.
Don't you think it's possible, though? Give
the credit to the military and the CIA that finally found all the leads. Yes, President Obama
gave the order to go, just like any president would have done. The method
is what you're
trying to elevate to some
bigger
status.
I think President Obama's the one. Now, look at it this way, Dave. President Obama's the one that said, you got a safe house? Yes, sir. We'll use it. You know, I think he kicked some asses.
I guarantee President Bush would have done the exact same thing.
Well, I think that President Bush, even President Bush said, oh, who cares about him? We're going to get Al-Qaeda.
He never said who cares about him.
He said it doesn't matter, remember?
Well, he was being asked a question, Dave, if I could just jump in for a minute. The president was being asked a question about, what about Bin Laden? Yeah, he said, what about Bin Laden? And he said, we're going after Al-Qaeda.
Right.
I don't think...
Osama had gone underground, and he was no longer a director. But I guarantee, having been in a bunker working with military planners, that hunt was still going on. Guaranteed. He wanted him so bad. No matter what he said, I know from the military bunkers what goes on. They were looking for him.
Well,
and all that information
that,
gets passed on and built on stacks of information until they finally have enough information, and you said the four pillars, they get tracked down to one focus point, and they know where he's at, and they go and get him. And any sane president would have done that.
I have to say, as a former member of the military, I have great respect for you. I am not really big on war and all that, but...
Well, nobody's big on war.
No, of course not.
Excuse me, Mr. Henry, I'm just saying that I'm not really all, my father wasn't in the military, so I don't have in a military family, but I'm just saying that for a military, they call it operation, for a military operation, it was pretty exciting to see President Obama go, pull the trigger on it.
Yeah, okay. I mean, it's not a movie. It's not a Hollywood movie, and I think that that's what Bobby, Dave, I appreciate you, and I think you said it very, very well, and you're right. The CIA and defense intelligence, they never stop working. David, thank you for your call. 877-876-PHIL.
So I just want to say one thing. I'm not being Hollywood movie about that.
That's kind of insulting to say that.
And I'm not trying to insult anybody, but I think you're being a little Hollywood-esque. You go, oh, he pulled the trigger.
Do you know that the neutralization, do you know that?
What is the word neutralization? What is that about?
When they neutraled him. Or not neutraled him. What's the word?
They neutralized him. Let's say they killed him.
Yes, but they don't say that. That was all done by President Obama when he knew that he... There was only one man in that room. How did you put it, Steve?
There's only one man in that room, and everybody else, it was like they weren't even there. And the lights went down, and only one man on that room, and it was President Obama.
President Obama, not Obama, President Obama. And
you don't even know his name. Wow.
Yes, I do, Phil.
Wow. What?
Yes, I do, okay?
Well, Obama, oh, excuse me. Let's get a phone call in here from General Galen Shaw, who is joining us from Northern California tonight. He's up in the up there in the Mendocino area of Northern California. General Shaw, how are you doing this evening, sir?
Phil, I'm doing well, but I joined with the other gentleman who called, who was a former flyer, I believe he said he was, in expressing frustration. With the woman you've got on the line right now, to hear her say it, you think that President Obama, and I think you put it very well, Phil, is Captain America, Spider-Man, and all the nonsense that you've read of so very frequently in recent weeks.
I don't think he's Spider-Man.
I want to finish this point that I'm going to make, because I've been waiting on hold, and I've been waiting and waiting and waiting. And my wife just had a tooth extraction today. She's in pain, and I've been ministering to her. And
what are you doing?
What is that, sir?
What are you doing to your wife?
I said I'm ministering to my wife who had a tooth extraction today. If that's okay with you, sir.
Well,
you're going to be a minister? I'm
Ma'am, let me finish if you wouldn't mind.
No, I just didn't understand.
Let me finish.
Okay, Bobby.
The young man who you spoke with here a moment ago was absolutely right. The intel is vetted and fed into what we call into the ops section of the Pentagon.
He's using a lot of those big words. That's what Republicans do. They use the big...
Ma'am, could I finish what I am saying? I'm not using big words. There's nothing big about the word ops. In fact, it is short for operations.
No, it's about psychological, isn't it?
Bobby, you know, you're talking to a retired general from the U.S. Army, you know...
I think I've got a little more information than the lady does. If you don't mind, I'd like to continue.
That's fine. Go ahead.
If you don't mind.
No, I don't mind at all.
Are we reserved the right to ask a question?
What did you say, sir?
We reserve the right to ask a question.
You reserve the right, and I would ask you to hold on to that right that you are reserving to ask the question until I am done with a series of comments that I'd like to make. Number one, the intel that comes in...
Steve, I'm sorry. I have to go to the bathroom. So I'm going to put my phone down, but I'm going to turn the radio on. And there's going to be a seven-second delay, if you're familiar with it, General.
Ma'am, if you want to be rude, and...
You have to go to the bathroom.
I've got to go.
My wife's got to go. He's trying to say she don't have the right.
If your wife needs to go to the bathroom, maybe it's something she should have thought about before she got on the phone and started talking all of this nonsense.
I have to go.
Well, what do you want me to do?
All right, well, go ahead, Ms. Dooley. I mean, we are coming up on a break.
I'm going to go in for the break, huh?
No, I got to go now.
Well, what do you propose I do, Mr. Henry?
Hold on for a minute. We'll take a break. Steve Dooley is also with us. Steve, did you want to weigh in?
Well, I don't want to say anything, Bonnie. She wants to do the talking.
Okay, I'm back.
That was rather disgusting and not needed.
I heard that as well, and I didn't like it either.
You heard what?
I heard your expression there.
What expression did they...
You went,
Oh, so I can't even express relief at finally getting rid of something I was holding all afternoon?
All right. You know, let's take a break.
Mr. Henry...
Let's just take a break, okay?
What did I do wrong?
Hold on. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. General Galen Shaw will be back with Bobby Dooley. And Osama bin Laden, the death of Osama bin Laden, the one-year anniversary coming up May the 2nd. Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley saying that this is President Obama's party. This is President Obama's doing. This is President Obama's victory. And we all hail our commander-in-chief. And the Republicans have to sit there and suck on it. We'll be right back. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. You're listening to the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Soldiers are supposed to be dirty and so...
All right, hold on, General. Back here with General Galen Shaw on the world famous... Phil Henry Show. Our number is 877-876-7445. General Shaw is also with Bobby Dooley here. And so, General, go ahead with your thought.
Well, I was saying something, Phil.
Excuse me, ma'am, but you have not let me finish one thought.
I was saying something. And
what were you saying? In the depths of your ignorance, what were you saying?
How dare you?
My wife.
Well, the lady, sir, has been cutting me off ever since I tried to come on this program and express my opinion of the United States military's great job in neutralizing Osama bin Laden, as you like to say. They didn't neutral him, they neutralized him.
That was the word I was looking for.
All right. And soldiers do that all the time. Soldiers are dirty, soldiers are hungry, soldiers are tired, but they get the job done. And my guys, when I was in the Army, I used to say my guys are hoo-ha guys. You know, they get after it. And
what do you mean by hoo-ha?
What is that?
What is what, ma'am?
All right, let's not get into that, okay? Let's just take a phone call here. Our number 877-876-PHIL, and this is Ken. Ken, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
I just want to stress that administrations overlap. And my biggest problem with Democrats currently is you want to take credit for killing Obama or killing Bin Laden? Knock your socks off. But then take credit for unemployment. Take credit for bad economy. Take credit for a trillion-dollar deficit on a yearly basis that we have gained. Those are also all things that get to be hung on Mr. Obama's hat.
Well, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous to hang a trillion. That wasn't him. But we know.
He doesn't get credit for killing Bin Laden.
Well, no, it doesn't work like that. Osama Bin Laden, the order came directly from the president. He said, we go at midnight.
That was the order.
So was the trillion-dollar a year deficit. That was
an order from Obama as well. No one said, okay, make it a trillion.
Well,
he wanted to make it $2.5 trillion, and the Republicans wouldn't let him.
They did a whole thing too on it.
See, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. One is not the same as the other.
Overlap. There was part of what Bush did that allowed Bin Laden to be neutralized. There was
Bush let him go out of Tora Bora. Hooba Booba. What was the name of the place?
Tora Bora.
Yeah, Bush let him get away. So he did his part.
What is this let him get away stuff? First of all, President Bush was going on the advice of people on the ground not to piss off the Afghan tribal commanders who wanted a piece of this operation and had to get, you know, they had to be political. They couldn't send more American troops into an area where they had Afghan commanders who were starting to get a little bit pissed off over the fact that they weren't being cut in.
What are you talking about?
Mr. Hendry is absolutely correct. The Afghan tribal leaders and commanders were causing a problem which kept the U.S. from sending more troops into Tora Bora.
All right, listen, Ken, thank you for your call.
Ken, I just think it really doesn't work like that, you know. You have to have the peas and the rice, isn't that it?
If you got to have peas and rice, you got to have the peas and the rice.
Exactly.
All right, 877, whatever that means.
You don't know what that means.
That's a bunch of homespun. That's a bunch of horse nuggets. I can tell you that. And you know what I mean by horse nugget, don't you? I mean horse manure.
Oh, well, I didn't get that. Wow.
Young lady, you can be...
But what's the point of being sarcastic?
Well, I have been attacked over and over since I've been on this program. And
we're getting asking questions. Let me go to a phone call here. I got Ruth hanging on the line here. Ruth, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby Dooley.
Okay. Thank you for taking my call. I agree with the young lady. You're blaming Obama for this and that and the other. What about the war? Why were we there? I guess you're blaming him also for the war.
I am not blaming President Obama for the war.
Not you. I'm talking about this Phil and the people he have calling in. I thought this was the
Shaw
calling in talking about the president. They don't.
Let's get General Shaw in here. General Shaw, what did you say?
I'm a retired Army general, Bam, but I can tell you that I have nothing but respect for our commanders in chief. But I am telling you as well. The go order to send the steels or whatever they're called, because I've been retired for a long time. What are they called again?
Seals.
The seals, to send the seals in and to execute order AB, and that was to neutralize Geronimo, bring out what was left of him. That was indeed given by President Obama. There's no question at all. Now, when we look at the intel, as they say, DIA, CIA, or the State Department intel, this was collected certainly as well during the Bush years, and I dare say some of it collected in the Clinton years. And
what do you mean the Clinton years?
Well, well, that was before 2001, so you're right. But they did, this guy Bin Laden, well, you know, I don't have all my facts. I've been retired for about 10 years now. I don't even know what the name of the lady that I'm talking to. What's your name, Miss Ruth?
Ruth.
Okay, Ruth. What was the name of the guys that killed him?
SEALs.
Oh, all right. Now, am I a fan of President Bush? Yes, I am. Do I think President Obama sort of stumbles his way through life? Yes, I do.
No.
Does that mean I don't respect him? What do you mean, no?
You don't think President Bush stumbled through life? They stole the election?
I think President Bush very smartly...
Brother and all of them stole the election.
I think President Bush very smartly strode into each day. I think President Obama...
He admitted himself that he was a C student. Anybody can be president because he was a C student. To me, that is a terrible message to send out to the young people.
He was a C student. I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, well, he's the one who told it.
That's the first time hearing of that.
Yeah, well, okay.
Yeah, the president said he was a C student. You didn't hear that?
No, I never. Yes. Had I known that?
President Bush said he was a C student.
What about Clinton?
He was a Rhodes Scholar at Oxford.
We're not talking what?
Phil Hendry.
Where's the lady? G. Diet.